Hey everyone, you're listening to Conversations with the Fit Priest. I'm your host, Thelema Enang, and I like having hard conversations about relationships, love, Jesus, fitness, and everything in between. So that's what this podcast is going to do. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Fit Priest. So today, I'm going to do another episode of Dear Future Husband. For those of you who have listened to the first and second episode, you pretty much know that a lot of these letters are like really vulnerable. But I think that this is the first time I'm sharing one that is like very recent. Like I'm sharing like a letter that I actually wrote this month. So I'm going to share it from, today is 27th of March, so I'll be using today's date. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Dear future husband, today is 27th of March, 2021. I turn 27 in a few days and I feel many things at once. It's funny because around this time a year ago, I was grossly unhappy. That's what this note is about, I think. My 26th birthday was the year COVID hit, so everybody was in lockdown. We couldn't go out, restaurants were closed, roads barricaded, and you needed a solid emergency to be cut out of your house. Fun times. I remember being extremely sad about my birthday. Days leading up to my 26th, I had panic attacks. A day before it, I had a mental breakdown. It's funny because while I was online writing LMAO and oh, thank you so much and God bless you, I was silently screaming for help. So I called my therapist while I was breaking down. Now you may be wondering, what about my birthday was so bad that I was going through all of these motions and emotions? Don't worry, I'll tell you. Since my dad died, I've never spent my birthday alone. Never. I occupy my day with a lot of activities, school, work, going out, all of the above, really. Why? Prior to his death, I always got a call on my birthday. I mean, even before we became friends and the calls were less awkward, I still got those calls. And 2 years before he died, those calls had less hostility, more love, more gentleness. We would talk for an hour straight about pointless stuff. About football, about birthday cake, and money. I'll tell him how, in order for him not to feel bad about his birthday being so far away in August, he needed to send me money. Daddy would laugh. He always went, Niami the crook. I didn't realize it, but those calls made my entire day. Now on the 24th of January 2011, when he slumped and died, it meant that those calls would never happen again. Never. So that year, I was busy being out with friends and Wally, because it meant I didn't get the time to be alone. I was still living in Accra at this time. In 2020, this changed. On that call with my therapist, she said, maybe it's time that you spent this year without movement. Maybe it's time to sit still in this thing and deal with it. Because unless you do, it'll go nowhere. She said, think of 2020 as a gift to your healing. Why are you so afraid of stillness on this day, Selema? Confronted. I didn't know that the reason was him, but after an hour on that phone call and her breaking me open and me breaking down, I realized that my fear was because I spent the best part of my day on the phone with my first love. Our relationship was many things, but the grandfather and daughter ones you read in happy storybooks. Ours held pain. A betrayal that was never given the chance to be spoken about, and a love that was never fully expressed. Yet, those calls said everything in between. So as I turn 27 this year, I look forward to stillness, to being alone, to spending it in calmness, to not moving, to just being able to breathe. I think this is what my therapist refers to as, you're doing really well, Selema. I think this is what healing looks like. P.S. I'm back in therapy. I almost forgot to mention that. This time for the long haul. It's been a few months, and on some weeks, I hate doing it. But it's doing so much for me. I'm finally doing the work that I need to. And so for that, I'm grateful. So as I turn 27 this year, I don't need to escape from myself. Daddy must be proud. I'll write you again soon, my darling. I love you, Selema. Alright guys, thank you for listening. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. And I will see you on the next episode of Conversations with the Fifth Priest. Bye!